Finally, Gordon Brown says everyone with a mortgage and savings will understand why the government had to nationalise Bradford and Bingley. The lenders, the latest to fall victim to the credit crisis. Its loans have gone into public ownership while Spanish banking giant Santander is buying the savings and branch business. Chancellor Alistair Darling explains they had no other choice.
I suppose we could have decided just to let it go, but I think that would have caused problems for the wider banking industry.
Next, a police officer is to be charged with causing the death of a teenager by dangerous driving. 16-year-old Hayley Adamson was hit by a Northumbria police car in Newcastle in May. Patients ranging from babies into their teens are now being allowed back into Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital in London after a fire on one of the wards. No one was hurt in the blaze, which is thought to have been caused by an exploding gas canister. Now, as the spotlight falls on the Tory party conference this week, Shadow Chancellor George Osborne's promising a freeze on council tax for 2 years if they're elected. On to sport now, and England's cricket selectors have named an experienced squad for the Tour of India. The lineup includes all of the players who participated in the final test with South Africa. Absolute Radar weather. Well, we're keeping a watch on some pretty heavy showers moving across Northern Ireland and Scotland, with that rain starting to spread towards Edinburgh. Now, further south, there's a chance of scattered showers in the Manchester area. Elsewhere, mainly dry and bright, the highs reaching 17 Celsius. You're up to date. It's 101.
The recipe for audio enlightenment. Take one teaspoon